And its speaker is Nick T. from San Diego.
I'm an alcoholic, and my name is Nick. Can you hear me? All right. Guys, I came here before this meeting was filled, and the room didn't seem this big. Thank you so much, everybody, for everybody that took tokens. Was it Mike one of the signers or one of the ASL community over here? What he said was really special, how he showed up to the meeting and his mind would follow. That really resonated with me because that's how it was for me. And about a year ago, and I know for sure, I was thinking today before I came here, was it a year ago? But when I saw Alfredo come up, I knew it was a year ago because I saw him 1 year ago do the same thing that he just came up here and did. And I was laughing then. Happy birthday, Alfredo. I was sitting right there with that gentleman with that button-up is. And I remember I had about 2 months sober. My sobriety date's April 1st, 2017. I have about 14 months. And I had about 60 days when I was sitting right there. And I was in a program. And I remember they take us here sometimes on Saturdays. And I always wanted to come here because the speakers here were really powerful. And I really got something from it. I sat in that seat every week, and I listened to the speaker up here. And I remember saying, you know, one day I want to be up there. One day I want to sound like that. You know, that's where I want to be. And now as I'm standing here, I just want to go right back there. You know? Do not want to be up here. My story is very similar to yours. I don't like to emphasize my using or drinking. And when I say using, I hope that doesn't offend you. That's just a part of my story. And alcohol falls under that umbrella, right? It was similar to yours, which is similar to hers. I don't know if you're an alcoholic. I think you're just visiting. Similar to his. And there's no point to get that deep into it, right? All you need to know is where my story really took me, where it ended, besides jails and institutions and all that stuff, was a bathroom floor in New Jersey. She says, Nick T. from San Diego, and thank you for finally acknowledging the fact that I'm from here, because I gave your court system enough money where I feel like I belong here. You know? I actually come from a little state called New Jersey, and that's kind of where it ended for me. Keep your comments to yourself. I didn't choose where I was born, just like I didn't choose to be an alcoholic. So it ended in a bathroom, right? And I don't know why it was always a bathroom, but we had this little bathroom in my mom's basement, and it was about like my dad made it, so it was all wrong, you know, and it was like 2 feet by like 6 feet, and like I fit in there if I laid down, always naked, don't know why. And on my way here, I was just thinking about how it ended in that bathroom, but until the day it did, every night I remember hearing my mom banging on the door, and I've told this story speaking before, you know, and so bear with me if you have to hear it again, but she'd bang all the time, and she'd ask me to come out. She'd say, Nick, can you please come out? Nick, just please come out. Nick, please come out. And I was thinking about that while I was driving here, and don't mean to get emotional. I don't usually get emotional, but I started crying on the way here. I never cried before when I thought about that. I don't know why today that made me cry. Probably because I could really relate to the pain that woman went through, because we take people with us through our addiction, right? We take people with us. And she took that ride with me. And I remember, and thank God, my mom's a nurse. I've died multiple times in that bathroom. And she's come into that bathroom, and I've woken up, I want to say, at least 3 to 4 times, and I'm not saying this to be cool, it's just the truth, in her arms. And I remember waking up and being angry. I was angry she hit me with the Narcan. I was angry she brought me back. I didn't want to live anymore. I didn't want to live, and I'd push her, and I was scrawny, and she'd hold me tight, and she'd say, shh, 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 baby, shh. And I'd say, why you bring me back? Why you bring me back? Why you bring me back? And she used to say, if I don't give up, neither do you. And I was thinking about that on the way here. You know? Today, my relationship with my mother looks very differently. And I'll tell you why. Because I came here and I got to work. Right? I did what we do. And I was taking a couple of my sponsees and through the steps on Thursdays. I joke about this. Thursday's the day I get filled. I go and work with my sponsees in the morning. I go and work with my sponsor at night. And I am miserable on Thursdays. Do not call me on Thursdays. Because it's just from the beginning to the end of the day. But on Fridays, I'm cool. And you're catching me on a Saturday, right? So we went over a couple things. At first, I read We Agnostics with my sponsee. And I read this paragraph, and this is all stuff we've read before, but I don't know. This week shit's hitting me, right? It says, when we become alcoholics, crushed by self-imposed crisis, we cannot postpone or evade. We have to fearlessly face the proposition that either God is everything or else he is nothing. God either is or he isn't. What was our choice to be? Same night, I'm a little bit backwards with my sponsor. We were reading there as a solution. And we read, if you are a serious alcoholic as we were, we believe there's no middle-of-the-road solution. We were in a position where life was becoming impossible. And if we had passed into the region from which there is no return through human aid, we had but two alternatives. One was to go on to the bitter end, blotting out the consciousness of our intolerable situation as best we could. And the other, to accept spiritual help. You see, when I was in that bathroom, I didn't feel like I had many choices, you know? And I gave up that right the second I put that needle in my arm, that bottle to my lips. Because it always starts with a bottle for me. And the needle's at the bottom of the bottle. Don't get it twisted. I'm an alcoholic. It took me a long time to figure that out. That was when I gave up my choice. You know, that's when the allergy took over. That's when the mental obsession kicked in. So as I sit here today, I think about how filled my life is. And how every day I have that same choice. I can go get loaded right now. I got a couple. Not like rich, but when have you ever had 4 digits in your bank account? Like when you were using, like that's a pretty big deal, right? Especially living in Southern California. You know what I mean? Right? I'm proud of that. You know what I mean? I make amends. I take care of everything I need to take care of. I have choices today. I don't have to do that. I don't. I mean, it's not a matter of getting high or not. I mean, that's a choice as well, but I could sit in these rooms and hide. That's a choice. That's a choice. But for me, the way my life gets filled is coming here, finding what I hope to be two people, the sickest person in the room and the most spiritually fit person in the room. Because what I get from both those people is what fills me. You know, I go to this meeting up north on the 101 and this little step house or something. They have this little poem on the wall. It talks about the hand of AA and reaching out. And I can't recite it off the top of my head because I'm not a big book Nazi. I'm sorry. But I think about that every day. And when my phone rings and it's one of my sponsees or just someone who currently relapsed who's one of my homies, I don't want to pick it up because I don't want to deal with your problems. I don't want to deal with your problems. But you know what? If someone didn't deal with mine, I wouldn't be standing here. That's the way this thing works. We talk about unity, service, recovery. That's the triangle. And I was thinking about that this morning when I was reading a devotional. And I threw God in there because I was also thinking about this book. And I'm not particularly religious. I'm not going to tell you to go pray to Jesus Christ. I don't give a shit. You know? I really don't. I'm just telling you, I know from my experience and the experience of countless others, just what I just read here. You have choices. Two, go on to the bitter end or accept the spiritual help, right? We have a spiritual malady. We're sick. It's a spiritual medication that's going to make you right. sorry, I lost my train of thought there. What it looks like today... Or actually, before I came here, I also had a choice. Brian, where is he? He's cutting cake or whatever he does. He texted me, and you know, he said, "You coming? You coming?" And like, I didn't save his number. I didn't write Brian under the numbers because I always want an out in my head, and that was my out. Oh, I didn't know who you were. I didn't answer. You know. And he asked me about a month ago to come here. Yeah. He asked me a month ago, and it's real easy to say yes a month ago. But this afternoon when he texted me, it was actually 5 o'clock when he texted me, he said, are you coming? I thought about it. And then I said, no. He said, really? And I said, yeah, my car broke down. I waited a full 2 minutes before I told him I was just kidding. He said he was in his car on his way to my house. I don't know if that's true, but... And that was a choice. You know, we have choices. I chose to show up. I'm nervous up here. I mean, I feel good right now in this moment. And the fact that maybe what I'm saying resonates with somebody out there. And we were talking about, you know, somebody who maybe recently relapsed or maybe has a day, whatever it is. You're absolutely in the right place. If you have, there's a thought in your mind that you may or may not be an alcoholic – you're probably an alcoholic. Because I talk to a lot of non-alcoholics, and they don't get those thoughts. You know what I mean? I swear. Like, I know. It took me years to grasp that idea, but I'm just trying to help you out. You know? And the fact is, you just got to get with somebody who's gone through this thing. Because I promise you, someone out there is going to want to help you. That's how we live here. And if you heard me in the beginning, and when you hear speakers, just know a bunch of this stuff's regurgitated, a bunch of it we heard in other places. And when I walk up and I introduce myself in a meeting, I say I'm an alcoholic, and then I say my name's Nick, and I do that for a reason. Because I heard a guy say that in Philadelphia, and I asked him why he says it like that. And he said, you know what, if I forget what I am, then who I am doesn't matter. My name's Nick. I'm an alcoholic. Thank you.